Blog Talk Radio.
Still learning to groove to this new intro. Yes, I'm loving it. Feel like I want to get up and dance. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in for the Dumping Grounds this Tuesday. I'm your host, Nikisha Clayton Lee. I always want to start off thanking each listener who always take their time out of their busy schedule to tune into my show, to just rock with the Dumping Ground. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Just pray blessings over your life. Super excited for you guys. You know, all shows are archived. From this episode are recorded in archives from this day's episode all the way up until the first episode. You could check me out on Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and also you could check us out on Block Talk Radio. So super excited about that. You know, I have some more exciting news. We got this merch. I'm like Plies. I got drips for sale. So I got new merchandise. I got those hoodies, got the long tees. They are on the site. You can check me out at bonfire.com/store, the Dumping Ground. Check us out. Thank you again for supporting. If you need some drips for the Dumping Ground, super excited. Enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear and a safe place where you could dump off your problems and pick up solutions. You know, this month we have a quote because we're talking about side hustles and money and making money. And the quote is, there is no downside to a side hustle. There are only benefits to building more than one source of income. And that's from Forbes. Again, it says, there is no downside to a side hustle, but there are only benefits to build more than one source of income. Okay, Forbes, we're here for that one. We're here for that. So, goal for 2021 is ultimate vision is that we should become better versions of ourselves. So that's our ultimate vision for 2021, that we become better versions of ourselves. And that's why we're trying to have different episodes to kind of make us get better, right? Yes. So let's talk money. Again, this series was provided to, was set up to kind of give you ideas of side hustles and business resources to grow your network. You know me, I like to connect people and I want us to win. So each episode, I will provide different side hustles, different resources on how, you know, things that you may be able to do or try just to kind of help you get out of debt, pay off student loan, you know, or just save your money. Those are side hustles. So I also promise you, this is my favorite part, that I will have people or individuals or queens and people coming on the show to talk about their side hustle. As I promised, I have two beautiful queens that are the CEO of Berries and Brie. They are a native of my hometown, Columbus, Mississippi. Sips in the house. Hey. So let me just give you a little information about their company. Berries & Brie were founded by two sisters, Karen and Kristen Gore. Karen and Kristen are the couture of fun. Oh, that Karen is. I know her. I've been knowing her since, I think, ninth grade. So this is embodied in her. They are creating delicious gray boxes. Ooh. And this is a way you could do your charcuterie. I can never say that. I'm going to get her to say charcuterie. Oh, I don't know that word. It's you know, the board, the boxes and the board. You know, those nice little things, charcuterie. I can't say it. I'm going to bring her on. Karen, please tell the people how you say that word. I can never say that word. Say it for me, Karen and Kristen. Say it for me, please. Welcome, Karen and Kristen.
Yes.
How do we say it?
Charcuterie.
Oh, my God, girl. My tongue is so fat. I was telling Karen that yesterday. Baby, I'm going to have to practice that like 20 times a day to get that into my vocab. But I'm so happy to have you ladies on the show tonight. This is super exciting.
Yay.
I was telling Karen last night how I've been seeing you guys blow up. I mean, like gasoline, like blow up. And I told her, I was like, I have to catch you girls so we could just talk about your success story and how you came up with these ideas and how you came up with this idea. I'm just super excited. So I'm just going to give you the floor, kind of introduce yourselves and all that good stuff, and we can go from our interview questions. So whichever one you guys want to go.
Dina, you're the oldest, so, you know, age before.
Yeah, wow, you're going to do it like she did it like that. Okay. I'm Christina, and, of course, like she said, I am the oldest. And I do really appreciate you for having us on the show. I won't go too much into it. I'll let Karen introduce herself, and then we'll start.
Okay.
Yes. So, like I said, age before beauty. So the beautiful one is coming now. The beautiful sister is coming, and I am Karen. Yes. So we both are curators of the fun, indulgent grazing boxes, Berries and Brie. And so I guess we won't give too much until, you know, we get into our questions. So, you know, just hi, I'm Karen.
I'm just kidding. Karen and Tristan, I'm so excited. Listen, guys, I appreciate you because I know I'm a time person and I like to respect your time. And I'm going to make sure I get you guys some coffee, Starbucks. Karen said she likes coffee. Christina, I didn't know if you like coffee, but I'm going to, you just tell me what you like and I'll see, because I like to appreciate people in their time. It's so important to me, right? So just let me know, and I'll get it over to you guys. So let's talk about this Berries and Brie, because, honey, it's been blowing up social media, and you guys been just rocking and rolling. So how did your idea of your business come about? Let's talk.
Well, you know, and I think that's what we've been explaining to a lot of people. The business itself is new, but the concept for us is not new, because as kids, we were always with our mom for parties, just get-togethers. She was always making up, you know, party trays, fruit, meat, all kinds of things, and people were always calling her. So we were always right there helping her. So we always did the business. It's just that, you know, grazing boxes are trendy now. They're a big thing now to have grazing boxes. You basically, you know, your little individual charcuterie boxes that you can have together. So, you know, when we came across the concept, you know, it was a no-brainer. It was like, you know, we have to do this. My mom had been sick, and I said, you know, look, I want to give gifts to people that were so good to us. They were so sweet. I said, but I want to do something different. I don't want to just give the same gift. And so I just came up, you know, I did see something, I think on TikTok, I saw something about a grazing box. I said, a grazing box? And I was like, okay, that's easy enough. And I just started ordering supplies, and we gave them to two of the best people that we could give them to as gifts. We just gave them as gifts, and we posted it on Facebook, just, you know, showcasing that we gave this nice gift and, you know, of appreciation. And from there, it just blew up. It just took off. People just said, are you selling these boxes? Can you get one? And from there, you know, as it says, the rest is history.
I remember you saying yesterday when we were talking, you said you started this business in July. Like, bro, that was like a couple of months. That's just like yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
To blow up to this capacity, this is your gift. And I feel like your gift will make room for you. And this is your passion and your purpose, and to bring joy. And you should, when I see those, your customer faces, like the joy on their faces, like they didn't want the lottery. And I'm like, bruh, I'm about to give me one of these boxes. It's going to make me feel this way.
Definitely.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So what was your
I was just agreeing with you. You're right.
That's I'm telling you, bruh. And you guys got something magical. And ride the waves and continue to just keep just doing, having your purpose. And you, like you said, this is people like this. I like this. I like food. I'm a foodie, right? I love food. I like to eat good food. So that's just right up my alley, especially
yes.
I'm a snacker.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be right up my alley, right by my desk while I work.
Oh,
at
definitely.
Work. I've been ate the whole box.
Listen, you have to, you know, we're working on shipping, though. You know, that's the one of the biggest
right, that's what
questions
I was gonna say.
We get. Yeah, we get. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. We have, you know, so many different friends and family. And, you know, that's the first question. They're like, you know, can we get it shipped? But our thing right now is, you know, I've been looking into different products and just want to make sure that, you know, when we do ship that, you know, first of all, that it is cost effective for everyone that's involved. But we also want to make sure that the product is, you know, intact. So that's just kind of what we're looking into now before we actually, you know, just jump off and just start shipping the box. Just want to make sure that the freshness is, you know, guaranteed like we do for our customers when we are delivering. So, but we're working on it. It's a process.
Key of being a successful business. You're searching the market to see. It has to be, like you say, you don't want to lose the quality of your product. And I think sometimes
right.
entrepreneurs, they be in such of a rush to make that money that they will lessen the quality, right, in order
right.
to get
right.
more, to get more quantity. And that's a problem. And I know with small businesses, we cut so many curves, but don't cut the curve. Like you say, you don't want to cut the curve of your quality of yourself because that makes you stand out to another company, you know what I'm saying? They will always come back to you because they know they're going to get the quality, you know? So I think that's pretty commendable for you guys to do your due diligence and to make sure that your customer has top notch. That is very commendable. I appreciate that because I can't wait till I get to Mississippi because I'm getting a box. Amen.
You are definitely getting a box. Yes.
Did you see how I slid that one in?
Yeah, right. I told you, you are definitely getting a box, the best of the box.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
You know, like I said, shipping is, you know, that's one of the biggest questions we get. Do you ship? Because, I mean, honestly, everybody has wanted to support. But not only that, you know, everybody looks and they're like, the boxes look delicious. We, you know, we want them shipped. And we're working on that. But, you know, like you said before, you know, the integrity of the boxes are, you know, are what we are mainly focused on. We want you to have an amazing experience. When you get the box, when people get their boxes now, when we deliver them to them, whether we meet up with them or deliver to their house, when they open the box, the first thing people always tell us, they always say, I can tell my box is made with love. And that's such a compliment
mm-hmm.
for us. So we want the same experience if we ship.
That was the next question. What has been your most satisfying moment in business? And that has to be your customer. You guys, they're posting and their testimony of receiving your box. You can see the love and the time that you put into it. Like it's nothing like rushed or anything that's thrown together. You can see that it's strategically placed and it's strategically position. You can see the flowers with the pepperoni. I'm just like, bruh, this girl is on it, okay?
When I tell you, you really hit the nail dead on the head when you said it, because I can tell you, even when I'm home with Karen, I can tell you, like, she will get on me. Like, she will, like, down to the last grape. She wants it to not a spot on it. She's like, Christina, no, I don't want to use that. Don't use that. Let's use this. I mean, so when I say perfection, she wants perfection out of, you know, each box that goes out. And I can tell you, even still, you know, not just Karen and I both, but even my mom. Like, my mom will overlook, you know, different boxes that we're making. And, you know, because, you know, when you're in your creative process, you may miss something. But,
right.
you know, even my mom, she's involved in the process. So she's like, you know, maybe you could add a little bit more of this or take this out. So when I tell you it's really a family affair, it is definitely a family affair.
I'm so proud of you, Queens. I promise you, like, this right here is, like, I go back to right now. 2020 was the most hardest year for everybody, right? And
right.
With people losing their family members and COVID and all this stuff and people getting sick and dying, and nothing like finding your passion and putting your energy into it, right? So a lot of entrepreneurs birthed their business in COVID. Like, and I think that is
right.
the most, in your pain, your passion comes, or in your struggles,
right.
your passion, that's when you really truly define and figure out your passion for your life, because your back is against the
right.
wall and you have no other mm-hmm. choice but to pour your energy into that. So I think, I mean, dude, I can honestly see you guys running your lane and being like on the top of companies. Like, I seriously can see you guys overachieving and actually reaping the harvest of your hard work. I can see it. People are, I mean, you can see it from your testimonies. You can see it from everything. I think you guys found your jewel. You found your passion, and I'm just so happy for you guys. So ecstatic.
We can't leave our father out, because I have to say, too, he is, when I say it's a family affair, we don't want to leave him out, too, because he's always making deliveries, you know, for us, and just jumping in, you know, headed to the store, or just, you know, helping out wherever we need to do. But one thing I have to say is that we've had the opportunity to meet so many amazing people, and that's what's the beauty of this business, because my family, we're all people persons, and just getting to meet so many different people. And, you know, Karen and I had the opportunity of, you know, delivering a, you know, just a little box to take, just to say, you know, thank you for your hard work to the ICU, you know, at the hospital in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just the appreciation we got from that. So many people were just so thankful, you know, because like you mentioned about COVID, these nurses and doctors, they're working so hard. They have time to spend
mm-hmm.
away from their families. And although, you know, it was just a little gesture, but it meant so much to a lot of people. And that's what I appreciate about this business. You get to meet so many amazing people, so many amazing
yeah.
people. And that's just the beauty of it. That really is the beauty of it.
I like the fact that I saw that you guys gave it to the mayor. Think about it. The mayor's taking over a new job. He don't know what he's coming into.
Right.
You know, people that already talked about him saying he ain't going to do, you know how we do. He ain't going to do a good job. Robert Smith been in, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is, right? But you guys was just kind of like, hey, that was strategically perfect. Because now you have sown a seed that he can never forget, right? If he needs something, you know, and I know you wasn't doing it to get something, right? But I'm just saying that was
right.
just strategically planned. So if they ever having something and they need some, guess the first person he's going to think about, oh, you know what, let's call this Barry and Bree young ladies, because they were kind
right.
to me when I first came into the office. And you're going to always be on the top of his to-do when things is going on. See, I'm telling you, guys are moving really. You guys are moving. I'm mad. You guys are strategically moving.
And you know what, Keisha, that is so true, because I will tell you, I'll tell you, you know, it was a pleasure meeting Mayor Gaston, you know, because, you know, he is coming in, you know, he has this new administration, and he really he's passionate about doing things for everyone and making sure everybody is okay. And so, you know, with our new business coming in, we're passionate about people, the community, and everything else. So I think, you know, we collided at the right time. You know, it was really a nice interaction to meet, you know, him and his secretary. They were so nice and so appreciative of it. And so, you know, and really, you know, with the business, just, you know, putting it out there, you know, you want to not only just, you know, put our business out there, of course, but welcome, you know, it was a nice gesture to welcome him too, but it was also, you know, gave us an opportunity to share, like you just said, you know, if something is going on, you know, call up Berries and Breathe, because we are, you know, one of our things is to make an impact in the community, not just,
right.
you know, have people buy our boxes. That's great. That's a great experience. But giving to people
and, you know, to make a memory, to make an experience, because, you know, I feel like each and every box that we touch is an experience. When people have these boxes, so when we take the opportunity to say, you know, two of the biggest components that I want to reach out to are educators and healthcare professionals, because they're working so hard. Not that we're leaving out anybody else, but those are two areas or two dynamics that we are trying to take care of, our educators and our healthcare professionals, because I think sometimes we take them for granted. But, you know, our teachers are who are responsible for our doctors and our lawyers and our astronauts and these things. And of course, our healthcare professionals who are just tired. You know, because of COVID, we don't want to leave them out. So it's been, like Christina said, just an amazing opportunity to meet people, to reach out to them, and they recognize us. That's the thing. You know, I look a mess, maybe going to the store, and somebody said, are you there? And I'm saying, look, okay, I'll never go to the store looking a mess again. No, I'm not doing it. And somebody will say, hey, you, what is it? What is, you know, sometimes people say, Breen Bears. And that's okay. That's okay. It's recognizable. It's recognizable. So, you know, it's gaining momentum. And that's why I appreciate this platform, you reaching out to us and acknowledging our business and saying, look, you know, we want you on the show. That's an honor for us, and I appreciate you so much for that.
Thank you so much.
Listen, you guys don't understand. I couldn't have a platform if I didn't have people like you guys. I think about, we have enough negative junk in the world today. When Kevin, you know, I'm a certified life coach, and I thought I wanted to kind of coach people and be like, yeah, let me encourage them and da-da-da. But people are so finicky, and they don't want to do the work, and they think everything is free 99. And I'm like, bro, my time is important, right? And he was like, listen, babe, why don't you just put your energy into either a blog or a radio or something, you know, to talk to people. At first, I was so resistant. You guys don't understand. I was like, nah, that's not going to work for me. But I've been doing this thing for almost 2 years, and I feel like I'm excited to be able to have a place for you guys to come, free market, where we can make sure that you get what you need and people will connect with you and even change lives. That's what you guys are doing. Like you say, you want to make sure you touch the educators. You want to make sure you touch the healthcare workers. Those are the main pivotal of our community. Like teachers, like I remember my third grade teacher. I remember my first grade teacher. You know what I'm saying? Those are the people who sow seeds into your life to make you the great person that you are today. So like I say, your business model is phenomenal. And I'm just so pumped about this. And I just look forward to see how you guys escalate and how you, just in 3 months for the rest of the year, how you guys propel. I mean, I'm just looking forward to keep watching how you strengthen yourselves and grow your business. So let's talk about this. How can people get their, I can't say,
charcuterie.
Well, that's okay. You'll get it. You just have to
it. Listen, it's your grazing box, honey.
I know. Okay, grazing box. You can find us, of course, on Facebook, Berries and Bree. Mm-hmm. We have an Instagram page, Berries and Bree. Our website is under construction right now. We'll have that up, you know, hopefully within another couple of months or so. But for right now, main source, Facebook and Instagram.
And people are doing now about, it looks like people are hitting you guys up from people, social media. And that's a great market for a small business too. I'm always encouraging small businesses who need free marketing for free 99. You need to make sure you have a platform on social media because, honey, you don't know who's watching. You know, see, I was talking to y'all. Sure. Y'all didn't even know.
No, we didn't. You know what? We did not. We did not.
Yeah.
I said
making sure that I always encourage small businesses to have social media presence because
right.
You don't know who's watching. Because I was stalking y'all. Y'all didn't know I was stalking you, right? But I was watching.
Nope.
I've been watching you. You know what I'm saying? So you don't never know who's watching, right? So that's the part that
right.
with small businesses I've been encouraging. Hey, make sure you got a social media present. I don't care if it's one click. I don't care if it's one viewer.
Right.
You don't, that person,
true.
Somebody's watching, right? Somebody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, that's,
but you know what,
that's how I found you. Yes.
And you know what, too, though? I don't underestimate, and I tell people this all the time, the power of a referral is such a compliment because a lot of times, you know, a lot of people, are, in fact, when I was making a delivery today, the lady, you know, she didn't have social media. So she, well, how can I, you know, how can I get this? And then she saw the little sticker. She said, oh, here it is right here. And so, you know, when people refer their friends, and that's what a lot of it is too, you know, social media has been powerful for us, but a lot of people will say, you know, one girl was at the nursing home and one girl saw her box and she was like, I want to contact her too. And so, you know, it's just a referral. I think that is such an amazing tool, you know, just it's such a powerful compliment for someone to say, you know, I saw this person and I was referred to your business. And I, you know, that's, I always tell people, so we're, and that's nothing, we're working on a referral program too.
Right. And don't forget about, you know, two people are also working not just on a referral program, but also working on a donor program.
Right.
Karen, we've been talking about this, like, from day one. Like, we were just you know, I was telling her, like, what I would like to do is, and this, again, we're just tossing ideas around, but we definitely want to make them come, you know, come to fruition. But, you know, like I told her, even, you know, next year when – you know, the children are graduated, just be able to present a scholarship to you know, a child that is deserving. So that's something that we've been tossing around, you know, like from day one when Bigger Than Breed was first started. So a lot of these things in the works right now that I'm excited about.
Yes.
I am so pumped. Listen, guys, we're gonna have to convene. I cannot wait to talk to you guys next year because I can see you guys got that drive and that momentum, man, that can take y'all some places. Like, you probably won't be working long, so sorry. You probably will have a manufacturing team that you that Karen will be over, like, no, that does not look like the road. You need to do it again.
Yes. I love it, honey. Yes.
No,
You're putting it out there.
I'm telling you,
ma'am.
I can see it. I can actually see you guys mass producing this stuff. I really can see that
you
guys have a family business. I can see it because you got excellence behind it. I mean, I'm telling you guys, just, you know, with small businesses, I talk to them all the time, man. They be trying to cut stuff. Don't cut the excellence. And you guys have excellence, man. And I believe you're going to go some places, bro. I'm so glad to have you guys friends, man. Karen, we've been down since full flat ties and stocking caps to waves. So.
Right. I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate this
so much.
So amazing. Look, that's why I'm just looking back like, did we just really do this? Keisha, thank you so much.
You
I appreciate
did.
It so
you
very
did.
Much.
You
set the tone. Did. Anybody else has to get it together when they come and, you know, say they need to have us on the show now. Keisha already set the tone for us now.
I know. And Keisha, thank you so much. So we wish you much, much more success
with
your platform. Just, I mean, continue.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thank
it's
you.
Absolutely wonderful what you're doing. We appreciate you very
much. Thank you so much. That's all I want to do is uplift Queens, man, uplift our community, man, uplift each other.
You're doing
because
it. You're doing
we
it.
Don't have the generational wealth. We don't have different things that some of our other counterparts have. So we got to help each other, right? We got to stand
Let's
behind each other and lift each other up. So just know, girls,
right.
I'm behind you 1,000%. So when you be sharing and liking, I be post like, support my business, boop, boop, boop.
Yes. I can't wait to make you a box. I can't wait to create this amazing special box just for you.
Listen, I'm just grateful. I'm honestly grateful for you ladies. And again, I just look forward. I want us to this is what I want us to do because I tell everybody this. that has a small business. I want to get back with you in 9 months. So in 9 months, the reason why I say 9 months, in 9 months, that gives people time to the birth of baby. So that
yes.
gives you 9 months to accelerate. This is your baby, right? So this gives you nine
Absolutely.
Months to just continue to just develop and grow. And I want us to convene
Nurture
again in 9 months.
It. Yes.
Yes. I want to see how flourish you guys, Berries and Bree, is. And let's get on the air again and just talk about your success and how, you know, your how you excel in that time frame. And I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. So we'll be talking again, right? In 9 months.
Yes.
I still be seeing your posts.
I'm looking
and I'll be sharing it. Yes, ma'am. And I, like I said,
and she said
I'm
we
excited
need to
about
talk
that
because
rail.
I just had an idea.
Okay.
Well, you know, you got my number. You got my.
I'm sorry.
I just had an idea. You just put me onto an idea, so we need to catch up, okay?
Yes, my love. We could catch up. Well, Miss Christine and Miss Karen, Berries and Bree, thank you so much from the Dump the Ground. I actually need you to make sure you text me Christine's number or her information so I could get her over her Star Beansy so she can have some coffee on the Dumping Ground. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. The Dumping
thank
Ground
you guys
is awesome.
So
thank you
much.
So much, Keisha.
Thank
right,
you
have
guys
a good night.
So much. Y'all have a blessed night. Bye.
You do too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you heard it live from the Dumping Ground. We had Berries and Bree. We had Karen and Christine talking about their new baby, their new business, and we just look forward to seeing their business flourish and success. You can check them out on their Facebook page, Berries and Bree, and on their Instagram page, Berries and Bree, and get your Graze box that's created perfection just for you. Until next time, Dumping Ground, we're out.